Thursday night. Chavis Aldot Shara Bitochon. Raptitav Kuflam Advov. Where Chavis Aldot is enumerating the ideas you have to think about and internalize in order to develop Bitochon and Hashem. The fifth one is the understanding of how Hashem runs the world. And that's where Hishtadlus comes in. You have to have a healthy understanding of the dynamic that Hashem is gozer, that things should happen. He created a world in which things happen because of, after Shesh Hashemei Breishis, things happen because of seeming cause and effect. Because of cause and effect, seeming as... That's not the real cause. The real cause is Hashem's Zera. Then there's the way it comes about, which we are mechuyev in this world to, within the rules of good and evil and tov and rav, we're mechuyev to be mesasek in those sibas to bring it about. But again, what we're doing is just being misasik in the sibos, but that's not really what's being piloted. If you say what's really making that the person should get the job is not whatever he does in order to get it. What's really happening is the kiyum ratzon Hashem that he should get the job, and he is doing the ratzon Hashem, and that the ratzon Hashem was that things like getting jobs should happen because of the through the events of what we see as the what is seen as the sibos. And he says, certainly that's how Hashem made the world. You could be sitting with a piece of bread, and if you don't go pick it up and put it into your mouth and chew it and swallow it, you're going to starve. So certainly, like at every step of the way, you see that people have to do things. They have to earn money, he says. You're supposed to earn money. This is all hisaskus besibus. Now, the question is, so why did Hashem play this tremendous joke on us? If it's really not what's doing it, so what's the purpose of it? Hashem has nothing better to do. We have nothing better to do. So that's where we're up to now, page Kuflam Advov, the paragraph. Vahatam, the reason Shemachmoso Chiv Hashem Esa Odom Lusasik Basibus Haparnosa V'Yeser Tzrochov. As I said many times, Rabbi Halavis uses Parnosa as like the biggest. That's what people are busy with. But that it's really whatever he says about Parnosa usually. Is true about any involvement in this world. It's just Parnassa is always the biggest. So that's what we're busy with most of the day. So what's the reason? Because according to the Chavis Halbavis' perspective, it's the Ratzon Hashem that we should be Mesasik Besibus. And we want to know, why is this the Ratzon Hashem? Why? Since it's not real, so why is this his ratzon? Nechlek l'shnayim, there's two reasons. Ha'echad is, number one is, because that's where bechira lies. That's where you exercise your bechira. If all you have to do is, lay in bed a whole day, and the food would drip down from Shemayim, or if you whatever... You sit in the base medrash all day with a sefer, and the food would drip down from Shemayim. So, what would the person do? The playing field, that's where the playing field of Bechira is. What? Right. So, Hashem doesn't want that. Hashem wants, should have an assignment about Shabbos and about Lashon Hara and all the mitzvahs in the Torah that make up life. So, that's the playing field of Bechira. So that's why Hashem decided to be the playing field of Bechira. That's where you exercise your Bechira. Kibun Shechiva HaChochma livchonas hanefesh, since Hashem created a world in which the person is constantly being tested, b'olam hazeh, b'mashmas, if he's going to listen to the tzivui Hashem, avoid the azharos Hashem, uva Mary, Mary is rebel, meaning not to violate the ratzon Hashem. Lefikach bochan also, so in what is it tested? B'meshi yigalezeh, with what brings it out. So when you have to do things, so that's what, besides the major test about having bitachon in Hashem, whether you'll forget about that it's just that Hashem wants you to be, that's also one of the nisyonos, that you won't start believing that it's you who are being piled. But he's talking about regular bechira, whether it's anything, as I said, like a lashon hara, Shabbos, gneva, benadam machaveiro, anything. So that's where it all comes out. Hu hatzorech vaskikus, the need l'mashu michutzala, to go outside of yourself, not just to sit, but to go out and do things. So when you do things, you bump up against life situations, and that's where Hashem said, this you have to do, this you're not allowed to do, this is how you should act, you can't plant kelayim, you know, it's all in doing things where you'll bump up against what the way the Torah wants you to live. May ochel u'mashke u'malbish u'modor v'tashmish, whether it's kosher food or anything and any involvement in olam hazeh. So the Torah, always talks about self-restraint, self-control. The Torah says, okay, you're going to be misasek with the pleasures of this world, but you're going to control yourself and do it within limits and with gvulim. So that's where, kids, that's where bechira lies. L'fikach tziva aleha, misasek begormim, therefore Hashem told the person to be misasek in these sibos, kidei lahasigam al yedei sibos hamu'utados lahem ba'ufanim miyuchadim, you don't, in specific ways, meaning like you don't steal, you don't swear falsely, you don't overcharge onah, you don't, you be honest, uvizmanim yiduim, you don't work on Shabbos, you don't work on Shemitah. Umasha gozer Hashem sheyasik hodem mehem. Yusag v'yiskayim b'kiyam asibus b'kalus. If you're lucky, and Hashem said you should have parnasa, and Hashem said whatever it is should happen, then you're misasik in the sibus, and it goes smoothly. Sometimes it goes smoothly because it's supposed to happen anyway, so you just have to go through the motions. So taki, you go through the motions and then it falls into your lap, ki'ilu. Umashalo gozor lo Hashem, asagosumam, but if Hashem said it's not going to happen, then you can work from today till tomorrow, it's not going to happen. You can be misasik in as many sibus as you want, you're fighting a wall. It's not nigzer that it should happen. Lo yusag, the imonu mimenu hasibos, Hashem will work it out, that you'll miss the train, that you'll miss the plane, that you won't make a good impression. I mean, however Hashem decides that things should work, that's how it'll work. With his kayimbo, amishmaz lameri l'shem, but meanwhile he is being misasik in the sibos, and he is making choices, and he is choosing between good and evil, and he's choosing between listening to Hashem or not. L'shem yisroim b'yisadah b'kavonu b'b'chiris achas mehem, b'baladei hashniya, choosing one over the other. V'yischayev b'kachaschar v'ha'onesh, v'avol pi shelo hisik odom bitzua ha'pula lehem. It has nothing to do with accomplishing what you set out to do. That's not the point. Even in mitzvahs. I mean, he's going to say this in another place, right? You go to be mevaker chola, you know, he checked out already. Maybe you're not zolcha to have the actual doing of the mitzvah. But your choice, you chose to do it, and you acted upon that choice. So that's Yishchar. That's also Nichlal in what he's saying. That Hashem decides if it actually happens or not. It's also up to Hashem. Hashem, you don't even get, you know, when you say LeMoshel, Akobi Deshmaim Chutz Meirashemaim, and you get to choose, but you don't even choose if you're going to be Mavakechola or not, for example. That's not up to you, that's up to Hashem. That's also a Gzeir and Shemaim, yes or no. The only part that's up to you is choosing to do it. And, you know, hammering out a game plan. How are you going to do it? That's all Nichlal and Bechira. But that's all that's Nichlal and Bechira. But whether or not you'll attain your goal, that's why when I sent around the, I allowed Aryeh to send around the thing yesterday for that seminar, something assassin is involved there. I crossed out, I told him to erase the last line. The last line was, success is dependent on something. There was some line there. It said, success is dependent on whatever. So I told him he could send it around. I told him to call it Hishtadlus. But I told him to erase the last line. He can't. Your success is not dependent on anything other than if there's a Xeris Hashem, that you'll be successful or not. It's not dependent on anything else. Okay, we'll stop here. What?